This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people. Welcome back. This is Christo here, your host for today's episode. In this episode, I share the importance of the tagline and how it fits with your logo and your business name and how it can result in more sales for you when done well. I discuss how we merge them together and how we define the right messaging through our business name and our tagline and the four criteria you need to look for when crafting this business name and tagline combination, and why it's a must for a very small business to be able to attract more customers, and how it will result in more customers for you when done right. Today, we are talking about taglines. So what is the point of a tagline? Well, the purpose of a tagline, hopefully I will give you some clarity and I might even sell you on the idea as you listen to this podcast and because of the benefits of a tagline. I do love taglines and I'll go through why. Well, obviously, straight up, the purpose of a tagline, it helps people know more about what you do. You can express more than simply just by saying a business name or having a logo, but you can expand upon it. It defines, you know, whether it's the right thing that you offer for the viewer, for the prospective customer. So it will help them to define whether you are the right thing or you are not. And also, it will make you more visible if you are the right thing, obviously, because if you're not the right thing, or if it's a bit vague, typically when we see so many logos in our day, it's like we see it and then it was just gone. Like it's basically almost invisible to us. So typically the logo will be the most seen part of just about any business, in my opinion. It's the most seen thing of a business, most recognizable part of a business, because unless sometimes a business might have a certain color of like sailing boats or something and people see them out in the harbor, but then the way that you'd do that, you'd color them with the brand, obviously, and that brand would be, the colors would be part of the logo as well. So, and hopefully those boats would have the logo on it. Now, everything that goes out anywhere, no matter what style of business you have, it pretty much should have your logo on it, because that's the one thing that goes across everything that's uniform to show that it's from you and from your business. So this will be the most seen part of your business by the most amount of eyeballs on planet Earth. So if people see the logo and nothing really pops out to them, well, then it's kind of like they never saw it. Whereas if it gets their attention, it might be just enough. If they have a need and suddenly the logo expands upon what you do, typically with either the business name spelling something out or the tagline giving us more information, hopefully that'll intrigue us enough to, if I'm a prospective buyer from you, hopefully it'll tell me enough that it'll make me want to click the link or open the brochure or read the next line or whatever it is I've seen this logo on, because it's like the widest part of your marketing funnel is the logo. It's this thing that's seen by so many people. This is why the logo is so important as well. And it is a crucial part of the business. And a lot of people think, oh, look, I just create a logo. Really, the logo is creating a brand. So it's more in depth and more, it's more of a project than just simply whacking a couple of colors together and a pretty little icon. This is why we spend a lot of time on logos, like on branding, basically. It's more than just a few colors pushed around, and it is a very important part of the business. So anyway, branding's a whole other topic for other podcasts, as in the previous episodes you would have listened to, or you can always reference back to those. They were in the earlier episodes of season 7, so the episodes released during January of this year, 2017. And so anyway, on taglines. Now, imagining this thing is the most seen part of your business ever. If the logo is just vague and it doesn't tell us much at all, we might not pay attention to it any further. Big businesses can get away with being vague. So I'll just clarify that one up front before I go into the how-tos of how we create and how we combine and how we merge business name and tagline to make it as effective as possible. So big businesses can get away with a vague kind of tagline. So what I mean by that is, like, well, something like Woolworths might say the fresh food people. So this is a big supermarket chain here in Australia. Woolworths selling the fresh food, fruit and veg. Now, the fresh food people, if that was a tiny little business and I didn't know what Woolworths was yet, I might not know what the fresh food people means. It might be farmers. It could be a fruit shop, or it could be a smoothie shop, or it could be a takeaway store. It could be a wholesaler of food to cafes and retail stores. Like, I have no idea. Someone like, of course, Nike, very famous, Just Do It. It's still very vague, so it doesn't tell us kind of what it is at all. So if you're a small business and I just see that, I just see like Nike, Just Do It, I actually wouldn't pay any attention to it. We know what Nike does, so they can get away with this kind of vague, benefit-focused tagline. Same with Woolworths. It's a really benefit-focused, like, we're the fresh food people. We got fresh food, basically. Lots of famous taglines throughout history. Apple, think different, of course. M&M's, melts in your mouth, not in your hand. So that was a smart tagline. That was more for the mothers. The mothers buying chocolate for the kids. And then the kids' chocolate melting in their hands and making a mess all over the place. So they say it melts in your mouth, not in your hand. So hopefully less grubbiness from the kiddies. Avis has a famous tagline, we try harder, because Avis was known as the number two most popular and biggest hire car company. So they said, we try harder, which was a smart way to go. It was a smart angle, quite a famous tagline, that one, stating that, hey, we might not be the biggest, but we'll try harder than the biggest, you know, to give you better service. So Disneyland, the happiest place on earth, that's quite a cool tagline. There's lots of famous taglines out there. And it's just that these taglines, like Gillette, the best a man can get, people already know, as I said before, that these, what they do. So KFC has a good one, actually. Finger licking good. That's a pretty good tagline. Now, what do we do with the small business? Because if you come along and just say, as I said before, the fresh food people, and no one has any idea what that means, we need to clarify what you do a bit more and who it's for through your tagline. So, and or your business name, it's going to be. So small businesses don't have this such familiarity in the market yet. If you just say, you know, number one automotive, I might see that and I might think, okay, are you a mechanic? Are you a car parts, an accessory store? You might say fitness in your name. It's still not enough. Okay, so you're a fitness store, are you a clothing store, or are you a personal trainer, or are you a gym? You might say children in your business name or your tagline. Still maybe not enough. So the combination of the business name and the tagline, this is just a little framework that we've created here at Basic Bananas. It should tell us what it is you do. It should tell us who it's for and either a benefit or personality, because we're not going to be able to squeeze too much into this. So what I mean by this is, let's use Basic Bananas as an example. If we had just our business name, Basic Bananas, what would you think we do? Probably no idea whatsoever, because what on earth does that mean? It could be a banana smoothie shop. It could be anything. Who knows? So what we have as a tagline is small business marketing made simple. Now, so if somebody sees that and they are a small business, they recognize, oh, small business, that's me. Marketing made simple. That sounds nice, you know, and that's marketing. They get what it is and they kind of get who it's for. It's for small business. And they see a bit of benefit that we're going to make it simple. We're going to give you the steps, like what I'm doing right now, kind of giving you the steps. So that's part of our philosophy. It's to make the thing simple, to spell it out for you guys as our audience and so on, and our people that we work with in more depth. Now, it's like everything we do, we want to make things simple. So this is how we start to form and come up with the tagline as well. So like people who do things like our Clever Bunch program that we run all around Australia and Canada and New Zealand at the moment, what we do with the Clever Bunch and the Marketing Smarts, which is our online program, which we run for business owners all around the world, everything we'll do will define what are the exact steps you need to follow. So obviously when we're creating this tagline, we think about what do we really want to do for people? What do we really want as an outcome for people who work with us? What do we really want to be known for? So the couple of things we highlight through anything we put out to the world are fun and also making complex marketing simple. So making really complex, making really powerful as well, doesn't have to be that complex, but just making it really simple so that the business owners, they're busy enough as it is, can simply follow the steps to implement all sorts of different marketing strategies. So then we look at our business and we go, okay, what's our name? Well, Basic Bananas, it has personality. So as I said before, the business name and the tagline should tell us what it is, who it's for, and a bit of benefit or personality. So Basic Bananas, well, it has a bit of fun, but it doesn't have anything else, right? It just has a bit of fun. It sounds like a quirky name and it's catchy. Part of the reason we, the whole other topic of branding, but part of the branding around that too was to make us appear as different in our space, because most in our industry, in my opinion, have pretty boring names in the kind of marketing and business consulting world. So we wanted something that's aligned with us and we can have a lot of fun with. So it's has the fun in the name. Now, with the tagline, we need to spell out kind of the what and the who. So we had a bit of fun with Basic Bananas in the name. Then we need a tagline that says what it is. It's small business marketing. It says who it's for. It's got small business and it's got made simple. So it's got a benefit. So we've covered off what, who, benefit. And with the Basic Bananas name, we've got personality. So we've ticked all of the four criteria there. Now, you're not always going to exactly be able to tick exactly all four criteria. And if your business name, so if I flipped it around, let's say, for example, the business name was Small Business Marketing Worldwide, just as an example, just to make a very straightforward name. Small Business Marketing Worldwide, if that was our business name, then the tagline wouldn't have to say what it is and who it's for. What we would then do is push that to have benefit and personality. So it could be extremely fast, you know, extreme fast results, or grow your business with a step-by-step results, or so, you know, a step-by-step program. Or it could have, you know, be personality, it could be fun, agile, creative, you know, it could be very vague like that. It could be three simple words. It could be an equation. It could be, it could say strategies plus, let's say strategies plus action equals business growth or something like that. So you get the idea. It's either the business name or the tagline are going to have to spell things out. So if you're called Personal Trainer Manly, if that was your business name, PT Manly, you know, then the tagline could be a bit more creative, could be a little bit more benefit and personality focused, because we're flipping the two around. It's either, it's the combination of the name and the tagline. Actually, I should expand on that. It's the logo, name, and tagline, because sometimes your logo might actually be an image which tells people what it is as well. So just to keep that in mind, if the logo spells out, or the logo looks like someone, for example, lifting weights, or it's someone working in a car, you know, in the bonnet of a car, then you might say automotive, you know, we'll get you back on the road faster, or something like it's a, your image can definitely be a part of telling us what it is, who it's for, benefit, personality as well. And it should, you know, obviously the, well, it should be recognizable. So there you go. So there's some great steps for you to review, look over your brand. Reason being, once again, I'll just reinforce the importance of this. The most eyeballs on planet Earth will see your logo. If the logo was just vague, like if ours just said Basic Bananas, people would see it, that it'd be like invisible to them. They'd see it and they'd be gone. So we need the tagline to get them to spark a little bit of curiosity within them. So they'll read the next line, they'll open the brochure, they'll click the link, they'll take the next step with us. It's like the widest part of the marketing funnel. So people move to the next step, next step, next step. Obviously, everything you do when it comes to business in general, everything we do when it comes to marketing should be done with the intention to move people to the next step. Always. It's like when you sell a product, the purpose of that sale is to promote the next sale. The purpose of the sale might be to promote, to encourage, to wow them so much that they refer their friends. So even looking at your logo, you should look at it and think, will this inspire somebody to take the next step, or to pick up the phone, to get in touch, to read the next line of the person who you want to get the attention of, obviously, of course. So there we go. I trust you've got plenty out of this that you can go and apply. So I urge you to review your logo, your tagline. If you need assistance with any of this, get in touch with us here at Basic Bananas. Also, we walk you through and review, if you are part of our programs, either the Marketing Smarts, the online program for you listeners worldwide, or the Clever Bunch, which is the ultimate way we work with people, and we're in the room live with you half day once a month. If you're in one of the cities where the Clever Bunch is, I would massively urge you to take part in that, because we'll roll through, you know, this is one of many, many things which we would roll out with you in your business and review for you, and the whole team at Basic Bananas here behind you, helping you to expand your business, to improve your marketing, and obviously to generate more sales, more awareness sustainably with your business and with your marketing moving forward. So until next time, take care, and I do look forward to, please feel free to share this episode with anyone else who you know would benefit, any other business owners. Please feel free, if you'd love to, leave us a review over on iTunes. That's what helps us basically get in front of more people. The reviews make a big difference to us, and we read every review and we appreciate every review as well. So thank you very much, guys. Bye for now. To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.